With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel springs into action following the collapse of the Syrian dictatorship.
Israel's foreign minister says it struck suspected chemical weapons sites and long-range rockets in Syria in order to prevent them from falling into the hands of hostile actors, it says. Gideon Saar says the only interest we have is the security of Israel and its citizens, adding that's why we've attacked key weapons systems, like, for example, remaining chemical weapons or long-range missiles and rockets, in order that they will not fall into the hands of extremists. He spoke after Syrian rebels reached Damascus over the weekend and overthrew President Bashar Assad's government following nearly 14 years of civil war. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
American airstrikes have pounded ISIS camps and operatives in central Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Washington is concerned about a possible security vacuum in Syria and who might fill that vacuum.
As this unfolds, there's a potential that elements in the area, such as ISIS, could try to take advantage of this opportunity and regain capability.
Gunfire has echoed across Damascus as Syrians celebrate the demise of the Assad regime. On social media, former President Trump writes, "This is not our fight." The president-elect saying the U.S. ought to steer clear of it. Also at SRNnews.com, at least 2 people are dead, 9 others injured. A fuel depot explosion in central Italy. There's been no word of a cause, an investigation getting underway, even as crews continue battling the flames. 2 of the largest advertising companies on the planet plan to merge. Omnicom and Interpublic Group, creating an ad powerhouse, combined annual revenue just shy of $26 billion. Dow futures 20 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 34 points. This is SRN News. Tis the season for living nativities.
Churches and ministries across the country are in the process of gathering costumes and volunteers for their annual effort to spread the gospel with a little bit of drama. Faith Lutheran Church in Branson, Missouri will put one on this Sunday night. Horizon Church in Rancho Santa Fe, California will do the same on December 20th through the 22nd. And there will be a living nativity at First Presbyterian Church in Spruce Pine, North Carolina on the 20th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with the new legislative session next year and President Trump returns to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. California has called a special session of the legislature to try to insulate abortion and LGBT laws against the Trump administration. This is SRN News. Merriam-Webster out with its 2024 Word of the Year.
We've heard about brain rot from Oxford and brat from HarperCollins. Now it's Merriam-Webster's turn. Polarization is their 2024 Word of the Year, derived from data tracking a rise in searches and usage. It's maybe not surprising considering the 2024 election year. The word has scientific meaning, but in this case commonly means causing strong disagreement between opposing factions or groupings. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says it describes a specific type of division trending towards the extremes rather than the center. I'm Jennifer King.
Star outfielder Juan Soto and the New York Mets have reportedly agreed to a record $765 million 15-year contract. Soto's deal, the largest and longest in Major League Baseball history, topping Shohei Ohtani's $700 million 10-year contract, that contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. More details, SRNnews.com.